At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1391 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hi, everybody.
Happy Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas Eve. And I hope y'all haven't froze your balls off.
Okay. Not everybody is in our situation.
A lot of people are.
Like Raymond lives in Hawaii. I'm pretty sure they didn't get any snow.
Well, Diane and him said that they have to leave their water dripping because it's so cold in Florida, and they've never had to do that. So,
Well, that's true.
Their balls might be froze as well.
All right. So, we discussed yesterday some of the reboot stories from the Unsolved Mysteries. And we'll cover another one today, and if we have time, we'll do two. I like how I say if we have time, like I don't control the time. but we do have some other stuff we got going on that we got to take care of besides the recording part. All right. Tiffany Vellante was struck by a train, but investigators and family members disagree about why. Tiffany Vellante was an 18-year-old high school senior living in rural New Jersey in the summer of 2015. After a family party, Vellante walked back home and got into an altercation with a friend about using her credit card. After the friend left, Villante's mother confronted her about using the card and then went to tell Villante's father. In that moment, Villante vanished from the house. The family's deer camera showed her walking off into the night, and less than 2 hours later, Villante was struck by a train 4 miles from her house. By the following day, New Jersey transit authorities reported that her death was a suicide. Villante's family, however, disagreed. The engineers operating the train that night gave conflicting statements about what, if anything, they had seen. Her family also found it suspicious that Villante was missing much of her clothing, including her shirt, shorts, and shoes.
Okay, she's a 15-year-old, right?
18 years old.
Oh, 18, I'm sorry.
Frustrated with the lack of the investigation, the Villante family searched through the woods themselves, eventually finding her headband and shoes along the route from her house to the train tracks. There was such a significant distance from the tracks that the family found it unlikely Villante would have chosen to forgo her shoes and walk on a gravel road for so long, especially without mangling her feet. They also claimed that they found an axe with red markings near the scene, but this item was somehow lost. The Villante family claims that Tiffany was excited to head to college in the fall, where she would play volleyball, and they portrayed her as a happy-go-lucky girl who wouldn't have taken her own life. They theorized that she was picked up by a car near the house and was already deceased when her killer allegedly placed her on the train tracks. Some of Villante's friends, however, did report that she may not have been as happy as she seemed, and she had just broken up with her girlfriend shortly before passing. The Unsolved Mysteries episode, Mystery at Mile Marker 45, also leaves out some additional information pointing to a possible suicide. According to the Daily Beast, prior to the credit card incident that night of her death, Villante stole money from her parents' bank account. And in 2014, Child Protective Services were called to the home three times, and her mother admitted to punching her in the arm. Villante had come out as a gay just 6 months prior to her death, which her mother initially called a phase. Friends reported her feeling alienated and lonely before her passing. Also conflicting with the theory that a car picked her up, a canine unit tracked her scent the entire route from her house to the train tracks.
So I wonder what the engineers had to say.
I don't know, but if it was conflicting reports, you got to say one of them saw somebody and one of them probably didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, she was on the train tracks.
Okay. Aww.
So maybe it was she jumped in front of the train by one and the other one just said their body was already just laying on the tracks.
Yeah. Bless her heart. I mean, can you imagine their parents finding her headband and how horrible that would be?
I mean, it is kind of weird that you would find shoes and headbands and stuff in the woods. Why would you just take your shoes and stuff off in the woods and then just go walking? I mean, I don't understand the point of that. Even if you're frustrated or depressed or something, you wouldn't just mm-hmm. take off certain articles of clothing and just walk without them. I wouldn't think.
Well, I don't know. That's a really sad story. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, guys, that wraps it up. We'll do another one tomorrow. So I guess you can assume we didn't have time to do the other one. So we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1392 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Oh.
It is Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And nothing says Christmas like talking about a boyfriend that's found dismembered in various bags.
Oh, dude.
That's what we're going to discuss today.
Well, that's just great.
All right, so let's just jump right into it. Tammy Williams disappeared not long after her boyfriend was found dismembered in various bags. The Volume 3 episode, Body in Bags, aptly named, opens with the 2018 discovery of a sleeping bag in Ohio along I-75, with something heavy wrapped inside. Police arrived on the scene to make a gruesome discovery. Inside was the dismembered lower half of a human body. Now, around that same time in Michigan, the family of 39-year-old David Carter was growing concerned about his whereabouts. Carter's family and friends had last seen him at his son DJ's football game on Friday, September 28th. Carter attended the game with his girlfriend of 6 months, Tammy Williams. But things appeared rocky between the pair, and they sat separately. Apparently it's rocky if you're sitting separately at a football game. DJ was supposed to go out to his father's house that Sunday, but texts came from Carter's phone saying that he was sick. DJ went to the house anyway to pick up a few things. When he arrived, he ran into Williams, taking out the garbage. But she reportedly ran back into the apartment upon seeing DJ. After the odd interaction, DJ followed her into the apartment to get his things and asked Williams where his father was. She said the allegedly sick Carter was out for a walk. That don't sound suspicious at all.
No.
On October 2nd, Carter's family learned that he'd missed 3 days of work and went to the apartment to investigate. They found a blood stain beneath his bed and what appeared to be a bullet hole in the mattress. They filed a missing persons report. Shortly thereafter, Ohio authorities connected the dots from the sleeping bag body to Carter based on the distinctive pit bull tattoo that Carter had on his leg. Investigators and Carter's family were immediately suspicious of Williams, believing that Carter had recently tried to end things with her. Williams claims that she hadn't seen Carter since that Sunday, but didn't appear concerned about his whereabouts or involve herself in any initial efforts to find him. Police apprehended Williams on October 5th, but they released her due to a lack of evidence. Shortly after Williams was released, police found a duffel bag and a suitcase further along the highway with the rest of Carter's body.
Oh my gosh.
He had perished from a gunshot to the head. Meanwhile, Williams had fled. The U.S. Department of Justice is currently looking for Williams in connection to the case. She was last seen leaving the Neptune Hotel in New York in October 2018. Though she's described in the episode as a master of disguise, a task force investigator said Williams has one distinctive feature, a large tattoo of ropes on her left shoulder.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why would you get a tattoo of a rope?
Well, I'm sure it's not just a rope. I mean, it's probably like these tribal tattoos that kind of wrap its way around or something.
Well, this sounds just like a terrible story.
You know, I always wonder about how somebody can kill somebody, first of all, is one thing.
Definitely.
But then to be able to dismember and dispose of the body in different ways, that's a whole different level of person.
Oh, it is. That's why I would never open any kind of bag or something I saw laying around or something, because I'd be scared to death I'd find something like that. So that was the end of the story?
That's the end of the story. So they're just basically, they pretty much know she did it,
but they're still trying
to find her. No, they haven't caught her.
What year was this, you remember?
2018 is when she was last seen. And the actual crime, 2018 is when they found the duffel bags, I think. So it was all 2018.
That's what, I wonder if she is dead. I mean, how could you not find her after 5 years?
Well, I mean, she's a master of disguise. Didn't you hear that part?
Well, I did.
I don't know. I mean, if people want to disappear, people disappear all the time.
Mm, well, shame on her. That's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt. She wouldn't have fled if she wasn't guilty. Mm-hmm. Especially when it looks like, I mean, when you start she was taking out garbage, but then she went right back in the house when she saw his son.
Yeah.
And then she hadn't seen him since that time, and he was out for a walk. Everything leads to her.
Yeah.
And she was in that house, and there was that big blood stain underneath the bed, so she didn't know anything about that or what looked like a bullet.
Yeah.
That couldn't
be more obvious.
Yeah. She did it, without a doubt. So.
Hmm. Well, I hope they find her and punish her.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Aw.
Hopefully, Santa comes to your house and... Nobody was dismembered or nothing like that. He didn't have dismembered body parts in his bag.
Well, that's just gross. Why would you say such a thing?
Well, by this time, people were like, no, he came last night.
You're just gross.
All right, bye.
That's gross.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.